Then what do you got? You got biker gangs running through the streets of America, raping your churches, burning your women, knocking over everything. Help us. Who comes to the rescue? The good, honest, God-fearing Americans that own baby skull-seeking bullets.
I guess I just hate to see a child go unbeaten.
Irwin, admit that you are a sinner.
Well, I've sinned. Didn't take any Polaroids or anything.
You ready then?
Whether I am or not, you've been more than fair.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
I am blessed this day, for the Lord hath given unto me three able men, willing to help me with a hand job.
It's been a pleasure fighting with you. Some of us won't make it, but there is a place where we will all see each other again. And that place is Denny's.
Which Denny's?
We'll figure it out later, Donner.
And the one near the 15 exit, I'm banned from there.
Well, then I guess I'll see you in hell.
I'm a man. I am gonna get you better. And then I'm gonna beat you to death!
Can you dig it?
Alright, this has already gotten to be a good conversation. Let's start recording.
We're recording. Hey, Taylor,
Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky, garbage, kitschy comedy and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Taylor. What was that, Adam?
I said, did you like that song I sent to you last night?
Yeah, man. Going through old footage with Elijah last night and trudging up some memories. Snapping out to people that were in the music scene here in Bismarck back in the day. And they're like, holy shit, I was at that show. And I said, prove it. I have the proof. You have nothing. So anyway, it was kind of cool to reminisce and hear some stories, you know.
Are you specifically looking for people in that video at DJ's Pizza?
Not necessarily that, but we wanna reach out to individuals that were around back in the day and tell a story of some sort. We're trying to figure that all out, but yeah, it should be pretty cool.
I personally know I was there. I remember it? No. I remember not tuning my guitar.
Yeah, you guys in that particular video, the Vexed, that incarnation wasn't really about tuning their instruments, I noticed. And that's
we weren't about the music. We were about the stage show.
The show. Right. So that was I'd seen that video before. But yeah, pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Elijah and I, we also came across Elijah put together a compilation disc of a lot of the bands here in Bismarck. And one thing that I didn't realize is that you guys in the Vexed had recorded a demo track, if you will, Butt Rock Robot. And there was alternate lyrics that I had never heard before. And I said, what's this? Still out of tune in that particular recording, but yeah, it was really cool. It was really neat to hear that.
That beats me. I'll have to hear it and see what the words are.
I was at work the other day, and we got this girl that works for me. She's a really nice girl, very ditzy, has a very hard time doing the most basic tasks for her job. And I was kind of like, oh man, what is going on with her? And like two or three different people said, oh, well, she's got ADHD. And after a while, I was just tired of hearing that. So like when the third person said that, I'm like, I have ADHD. It's like HPV. Pretty much everyone has it. Like it doesn't really affect your life.
Uh-huh. Wow, Cole.
I don't get it. I don't know. Everyone's got ADHD, man.
I don't think that's correct, Cole.
Well,
if I might put on my mental health cap here, Cole, I don't believe that is correct.
Well, I got it, and I can do the most basic.
Everyone who wants to self-diagnose themselves has it. Then.
I've actually been diagnosed when I was 9 or 10 years old.
What year was that?
quite a long time ago.
See, now but back 90, in the 90s, 92. They were diagnosing everybody with it.
They were back.
Here's
then.
Some oh, hey, man. here's some Ritalin, buddy. Here's some speed.
Yeah, they did give me that stuff, but I had to stop taking it. Made me feel funny. I didn't like it.
Just seems like that's a kid. Like when you're a kid, you can't focus anyway. Isn't it pretty easy just to be like, hey, you got ADHD, now get the hell out of here? And then as you turn into an adult, you still can't focus. But
you like, know, I think that's what's going to happen here in about 10 years, Cole, or 20 years, I should say. They'll be saying that about autism. Well, I can't do this. I have autism. Everybody's got autism.
Everybody's
got it.
Yeah. Oh man, I looked at the TV the other day. I was watching TV with Malati, and I said, "Gross, that dude is more tan than Ric Flair." And she's like, "Who's Ric Flair?"
What?
And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, really?
Did you call the boy?"
And then she's like, "Oh, you mean Charlotte Flair's dad?" Mm. I was like, "No, I mean fucking Ric Flair." Woo! Like,
wow.
Ah.
Did you start listing other wrestlers to see?
No, I broke up with her.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. Right then, right there. Had to be done.
Charlotte Flair's dad. What the it's how's your guys' though. Week been?
It's been good.
It's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. It's been fine.
Yeah, jump into this thing. I also, like I said, I've reached out to a number of people in the local music scene here and got a hold of my buddy Matt, and he said he has about 20 tapes worth of footage from our old scene. So I'm looking forward to checking it out and see if there's anything of value for my endeavors. But we'll see.
You're just curious, is that all, or is this what's the point of your project?
Well, I want to see where it takes me, kind of. I want to see where it goes. I want to jump down this rabbit hole I want to talk with people, and I want to cement these things in the annals of history. I want our music scene to live on and maybe inspire somebody else, you know, with after this pandemic's over. Maybe we'll have some people, these fucking kids, they don't know how good they have it or how whatever they fucking have. Maybe they'll be like, God dang, you know, sitting at home all the fucking time sucks. I need to get out and do something. And maybe kids will start going to shows again or something. I don't know.
Well, all right. Well, good luck cementing the anus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The anus of history.
It will be great.
Speaking of which, Rush Limbaugh died this week.
Jump right into the deaths. Yes.
There was a good segue.
When we're talking about cementing anus.
Anus of history.
Jump into Rush Limbaugh. Yeah.
You know, fucking piece of shit, that guy.
Well, I remember listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was a kid. Because my dad would always listen to Rush Limbaugh. I think he still was. I mean, up until really his death.
Right.
But I guess now that I didn't realize like how big of a shithead he was until I see all these things now that are like, he'd play mocking music and pick on people who would die from AIDS and shit like that. I was like, holy crap. Like,
oh man, we should pick on him for, you know, smoking and dying of lung cancer, huh, Cole?
Sure.
What a fucker.
Got him.
Got him. Now, I did read something. I'm trying to remember what it was, but now I can't remember. It was a funny joke that somebody had made at his expense. I can't remember. Cole, tell us, give us your funny bit.
You know what it was. He sent it to me. It's not mine.
No. It wasn't that.
I don't have a funny bit, really.
No, God dang. I can't remember what it was. Now it doesn't matter because I can't remember. Whatever.
I was actually, you know, I didn't even write down how old he was or what he died of or anything because I just didn't care enough about the dude. But there was two awesome guys who died this week. I want to talk about them instead of talking about that piece of shit and him just being a jerk.
Moving on.
Let's talk about two awesome people.
Okay.
Dr. Bernard Laun. He died at 99 of pneumonia and congestive heart failure. And this guy was awesome because he developed the direct current defibrillator for correcting rapid heart rhythms. So, like, he did stuff to help save your life. He also found a use for lidocaine to control heartbeat disturbances. So it sucks that this guy who did all this thing to correct heart failure died of congestive heart failure.
Well, I mean,
but the guy was pretty awesome.
Maybe he knew he had these heart issues. He's like, I gotta cure it.
Yeah,
he didn't, I don't die.
He didn't cure it, but he put it off. I mean, the dude was 94 years old. He lived a long time.
He did good. I think life. That's pretty good.
Yep, lived a good life. And then the second guy was a guy named Bruce Meyer. And he died at 94, but I don't know why. But Bruce Myers designed the Myers Max Dune Buggy. He designed it in 1964, I think in like his garage. And he started mass producing these Meyer Manx dune buggies, and they immediately dominated dune racing back then and started breaking these records like right away. He started breaking records all over the place. But like, do you ever see like a Ninja Turtle dune buggy car or a Barbie dune buggy car or anything like that? They're based on his dune buggy.
Oh, those are cool looking dune buggies. I always wanted one. There's one in this movie called Now You See Him, Now You Don't, an old Disney movie with Kurt Russell in it.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Basically what he did was he would build these bodies that he would put over the chassis of a VW bug.
Yeah.
And then because they had those big rounded out wheel areas, he could put on bigger racing wheels, and the engine on the VW bugs was already in the back. And yeah, so that dude was awesome too. So we had two cool guys to talk about this week.
Yeah.
I like talking about cool guys like that.
Yeah.
Except for that, we only talk about them when they die. That sucks.
Well, I mean, if I was into dune buggying, I think I would be more in the know on that. There was a gal at work. She was watching something on her phone one day during work, and she was a third party vendor kind of person. So here she's just watching. I said, "What are you watching?" She's like, "Oh, my cousins and uncle are in these races." It was a live stream of some professional dune buggy racing.
And, really?
Yeah.
I guess we're not necessarily the kind of like place to do dune buggies. I mean, I guess I figure like more desert or beach areas.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A bit warmer. Although I have seen a couple, or maybe just the same one around town in the summertime, that type of dune buggy cruising around.
They've made dune buggies since then that are street legal. And I know that there's been guys that have taken them down to the river bottoms down by Kimball Bottoms there. Yeah. And they run them through the trails, the back trails through the
I'm talking about like just the classic looking one. And I guess I don't go down by the river, but I've seen it at least cruising like down on like expressway. So
I have got a dirt van that we could convert into a van dirt dune buggy. Dirt
van buggy.
A van buggy. That'd be kind of cool, huh?
No.
I don't think so. What are you going to do? Like put bigger wheels on it? That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it'll just tip over.
Probably. But then you could sleep in it too. So that's kind of cool.
That's true.
Two-wheel drive too.
That's what you need to convert that van into, like a cool camper van.
It would be all right. I get a little freaked out taking it out of town though, but I just recently had it tuned up, so you should be able to take it everywhere.
Good to go. Yeah. Are your mechanic skills just disappearing the longer you don't work in the shop?
No. I don't. On a van like that, to do a tune up is a huge pain in the ass. You got to take out the doghouse, and you got to reach way. I don't know if you ever worked on a van before.
I had an old driving camper that I think had a very similar
sure
engine where in order to reach some things, I had to like mount it up, but let the axle kind of tip at an angle. I could reach between.
Yeah. Well, that sounds a lot like my brother-in-law who works, who does his own oil changes. And that's all fine and dandy until I found out how he was doing it the day.
Was it with a shop vac?
No. I go over there and he was, what was he? Oh, we had to replace his starter. And he was, and it was a Ford Taurus. So that it's a relatively easy starter to replace. And showed him how to do it. And we get, or I told him it was really easy. So we, I said, get the part and I'll come over and help you. So I go over and I'm like, what are you doing? And he had one of those crank jacks, you know, the jack that comes for that. Comes with the spare tire.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to crawl under here. I said, whoa. I said, what?
No, that's dangerous.
I said, shit. I said, what are you doing? He's like, well, this is what I always do. This is what I do to change the oil. I was like, are you fucking brain dead? I said, you've got a fucking family in there. If this car falls on you, you're dead. I said, go to Walmart and get floor jack or jack stands. I said, I'm not crawling under this vehicle without jack stands, you moron. On goddamn real.
That's dangerous as shit.
It's dangerous enough to do it with a hydraulic jack, okay? But to do it with a with that kind of a jack, man, holy shit. So
he likes to live dangerously.
Hopefully I instilled some brains in him with that.
I'll bet you didn't.
Nah, definitely not. Probably under there right now.
Like, fuck that guy. Once you're out of there, back to business.
Fucking safety ass.
It's like, it's okay. I wear a helmet.
I wear a helmet. I mean,
that's not a bad idea. I like every time I do something on like mechanic work on the tires, I always end up like punching my fists into the cement. Like,
you definitely should wear work gloves.
Yeah, I'm always like loosening lug nuts or something, and then it just comes loose.
Yeah, and then the back of your knuckles are bleeding for a couple of days.
Yeah,
well, they're not bleeding for days, but they bleed then and they're open for the next.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah. I just have that really thin skin too on my hands. It's terrible. God,
lady skin.
Yes, dainty lady skin.
I was at work the other day. I was eating a Caesar salad, and
my favorite, by the way.
There's this girl. She's probably standing about 3 or 4 feet away from me. She's wearing a mask, and she says, "Man, that salad smells good." I'm like, "You can smell this salad from 3 or 4 feet away through a mask?" She goes, "Yes." I go, get the fuck away from me. You're making me self-conscious. Shit, man. I don't want to know what she thinks of how I smell. I probably smell like BO and bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't have COVID then. Oh, good for her.
Fucking A. Oh, that's crazy.
I was reading an article about COVID saying that we are on the current trajectory, coupled with the vaccine, we could be back to normalcy by May.
Are you saying we as in people in North Dakota, or we as in the world, or we as in the U.S., or what are you talking about?
The only place that matters, my household.
No. So if you lock yourselves in your house, you should be fine by May?
I will be fine. I will be doing everything normally by May. I will be going to concerts. I will be doing theme parks. No. They're talking the United States. And this is one article. Take it with a grain of salt. I don't know.
I had seen an article saying that the world itself probably won't be back to normal for 7 years. That the United States would probably be fully vaccinated by 2022.
Cool.
So by the end of this year, but places like North Dakota with a smaller population should be fully vaccinated quicker than places like Texas or California, like 6 months earlier than than places with a large, dense population. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my parents have already received both their vaccination shots.
They got microchipped, huh? Good for them.
I don't know why people are so worried. Oh, is this that Christian thing where they think like that's like the number of the beast?
I don't fuck it. I mean, it's the funniest thing when I heard that. It's like, how big do you think microchips are? They're not nanobots. It's not nanochipping. Microchipping is like the size of an aspirin tablet. It's actually pretty big.
Everyone's already carrying a spy device on them at all times of day anyway.
In your phone.
Yeah. I mean, it listens to you. It tells the companies where you're going. It asks how your experience at whatever store you were just at was.
I would say this to these motherfuckers, right? That say that. I said, did you accept the cookies? Because if you've ever accepted cookies in your life, they know you.
But they're so good with all the milk. I just need cookies with my milk. And I'm just like, no.
I've been on a site, though, where it's like, will you accept these cookies? And I say, no. And then it just redirects me to whatever my homepage is. I'm like, what the hell?
Fuck you.
You have to accept them.
Yeah, well, of course you do. You have to let them sell your information.
I'd be a fool not to accept the cookies.
Absolutely. Speaking of cookies, Cole, great segue. There was somebody at my door today, and I was cleaning, or I was doing some dishes, and I walked out, and I'm like, I thought I heard somebody. And then I see, like, somebody in the window.
Okay.
And it's short. Like, what is going on here?
Was it Peter Dinklage?
It was just a shadow, and it was freaking me out a little bit. And I'm like, what is going on? So I whipped open the door, and it was a little girl and another little girl, and they're selling Girl Scout cookies.
What?
Did you get any?
I did.
What kind?
My Thin Mints are overrated, and they're bullshit.
Yeah. You get what are they called? Samoas?
Those are awesome.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
So I bought some Samoas. I think Deanne likes Thin Mints. She had mentioned some other weird gluten-free bullshit cookie that they used to have, but they don't have that one anymore. So I bought the toffee gluten-free one.
I stopped at my parents today and I had the toffee one. I thought that was pretty good.
It is.
And then I also had a lemon one, and I'm like, this lemon was pretty good. I'm like, I'm obviously getting older because lemon's starting to taste better.
Ooh, pretty soon it's going to be maple. Once it's maple, Adam, it's all over. I do like maple things. But anyway, I was like, oh, and they were so damn adorable too, with their little wagon. And
I didn't think those kids did that anymore.
I was surprised in this climate.
And was there a parent standing on the corner or something?
No, I guess the last however many years I've lived in an apartment, and nobody's going to come into an apartment to sell cookies. So maybe that's why I was just surprised. So I was really excited. I said, yes. I said, I don't have any cash. And the mom was like, we take checks.
Oh, there was a mom. Okay.
Yeah, of course. I said, how old do you think I am? I said, let me go get my checkbook. So I had to go run around looking for my checkbook, and it took me like 4 minutes to find it. They waited though.
Some of those Girl Scouts, they'll accept cards now too. Like, they're down outside of Sam's Club. They got their whatever that's called, the chip or whatever. Boom, they're good to go.
Which is, yeah, I don't know. I was a little surprised to see kids out and about, but maybe. Well, there's still people going to Sam's Club and Walmart and stuff, so I don't know. Maybe I'm sure they'd be selling here. But anyway,
the last time I bought Girl Scout cookies, I was at a Christmas, a work Christmas party. This must have been about 7 years ago. And for part of the Christmas party, we went to the bowling alley. We started at one place, and then we got on a party bus and went to the bowling alley for a while, and then got on a party bus and went back somewhere else. But while we were at the bowling alley, these Girl Scouts were selling Girl Scout cookies to people who were bowling.
Oh.
And I wanted two boxes of cookies. And I think that the total was supposed to come out to, like, I don't know how much. But it wasn't
$27.
It wasn't $20. So I gave her the 20 and she was going to be right back with my change. Never. And that little hustler never came back with my change. And 2 months later, I was at my girlfriend's house, and it snowed. There was a blizzard, and I got snowed in at her place. And my brother was at our place, at our duplex, for 2 days. And he didn't have enough food for 2 days, so he went downstairs and ate both boxes of these $20 Girl Scout cookies. I didn't even get to try one of them.
He was starving, dude.
Girl Scout cookies are a very interesting fundraiser because a very efficient fundraiser, because that's one of the things that people actually seek out. You know, they're like, where can I get these cookies? I want them. I know it's time. They're selling them this time of year. Where can I find them? And people want them. You'll see posts all the time. Where can I get Girl Scout cookies?
It's a bit of a tradition. I agree. And that's where the fucking Boy Scouts can get fucked with their bullshit catalog. And it's like, do you want to order this? And it'll be here in Wibulaba. It's like, no,
Boy Scouts always sold expensive popcorn.
And you had to wait for it.
Fruit baskets.
You had to fucking wait for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a cart full of cookies or popcorn or whatever kind of snack it is, I might be willing to buy it. I don't have any sweets in the house, but you just brought me cookies? All right. I'll pay the premium. I'm fine with that.
The Boy Scouts do the candy bars too, but
I never actually see them selling them. I think it's usually junior high and high school band who sells candy bars for the majority now.
When I was in Boy Scouts, what I would do was I would stand in with the candy bars. I would stand in front of the bank, and then the people going in would never buy it, but the people coming out always had money. So right. And I did that for a few years until I got smart. And then I went and stood in the Capitol building in, because all the people there, they want your parents to continue voting for them. So the
politicians, those are the candy bars that came wrapped in like a coupon.
Yeah, right? They came wrapped in a coupon and in the gold foil, and they had the weird nougat and it like just intermittently put into the like it wasn't throughout the whole thing. There was just little chunks of it.
Yeah, I do recall selling those candy bars, but in junior high and band, we sold candy bars, but we just got like regular. It was like Reese's and Kit Kat.
I'm not giving your dumbass junior high band way too much money for candy I can go buy at the store.
It was so easy though in junior high because you could just sell it to the kid next to you.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm hungry. I need candy. All right.
You got it, buddy.
And then same with like all those candy sales were easy because you could generally just send the whole box with your parents to work, and then they'd put it in like the break room, and then other people would just buy, oh yeah, okay, I'll pay a buck or two for a candy bar.
You know what we should do, guys, is we should like do a sham charity and just start selling candy bars to people.
Isn't that what GoFundMe is?
Yeah, but you don't get anything out of GoFundMe usually. You
get money.
No, you do, but the person buying it doesn't get shit.
Fuck the person buying it.
Yeah. We want the money. Yeah.
I'm just saying. If you say some bullshit sob story, and you all you got to do is go to your local grocery store, buy a candy bar, wrap it in some paper with a fake coupon, and boom, you got yourself a little racket here.
You're right. Let's do it.
Why not? We could just live off of the candy sales, guys.
We could
retire.
So you're right. The other day I was wondering, this cat has been hanging out in, you know, on the north side of my house in the front yard, there's a bunch of lilacs there.
Yeah,
well, this cat's been hanging around in them the last few days, and he's not scared of me. He's looking for stuff back there. And like most cats, you kind of get near them and they go away. Like they take off.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pet them, but I am getting like close to them. I'm just like walking by them and stuff. And he is not skittish at all. He just keeps continuing doing whatever he's doing. And I was wondering why this cat has been sniffing around these lilacs for the last few days. I think what happened is now that it's getting warmer, he's finding all these dead birds that probably froze to death.
Ew.
And he's eating their remains, their rotting remains. You can smell them out back there. I think that's what's happening, because the other day I found a whole bunch of feathers all over in the front yard, and it looks like he might have coughed them up.
I was thinking maybe you'd be interested in that that neighbor's fish pond.
No, no, no. That's on the south side of the house. He's on the in the backyard. Okay. He's towards the north side.
All right.
Front yard.
But you don't know who this cat belongs to?
No, he's got a collar on, but I haven't gone and like tried
I'll bet it's that Texas family from across the
street. No, they got a big Great Dane.
Who cares?
Have both.
They could have a cat.
Adam's got a big, no, it's not a Great Dane, but he's got a big dog. And
yeah, I got a big dog.
And a sassy cat.
Cool.
Cool.
Yes, it is cool. I was thinking, Cole, after we get our French bulldog, we should get our, we were looking at getting a Sphinx as well.
The fuck is that?
A naked cat.
Don't get that. That's gross.
Those are not gross. They're adorable.
You should get one of those mole rats.
One of those too. Why not?
Every animal that you can get that comes without fur.
Yeah.
Just ugly ass naked.
I would say the naked cat is much more attractive.
It's like trying to pet the bottom of your own ball sack. Why not just pet the bottom of your own ball sack?
Because it's my ball sack. I want to pet somebody else's ball sack. Come on, dude.
Well, once this whole COVID thing is over, you can pet all the ball sacks you want.
Woo!
Looking forward to it. But not mine.
Ah.
So Taylor, his old computer is at my house, and he tried giving me his Disney Plus password like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But
I didn't try.
Well, it didn't work because I was trying to put it onto my PlayStation. But since my PlayStation already has my email address on there, it won't let me use Taylor's.
That seems stupid. That makes no sense.
For one reason or another, I can't get Disney Plus on my PlayStation. But since Taylor left his computer at my house, I just put Disney Plus on there.
Okay.
And I've been watching the two shows you guys talked about.
Yeah.
WandaVision. So WandaVision. What's that?
WandaVision and The Mandalorian?
Yep. So people are like, I guess there's theories online as to like who the big bad guy in WandaVision is. And they have all these questions like, who's the big bad guy in WandaVision and all this, right? My big question is, when does this show stop being boring?
Ah, how much have you watched?
6 episodes. I know the 7th one just came out, but
I thought around 4. What it started
the 4th episode was the best episode, and it's the only one that didn't have Wanda or Vision in it. Well, it was like all this stuff going on outside of the hexagon or whatever. Yeah.
And I think that's what was helpful, is as soon as you got to see exactly what was going on in the show. It wasn't just a weird sitcom that was going throughout the decades, you know.
Everything that doesn't have to do with Wanda or Vision is the most interesting part of the show, but Wanda and Vision are just fucking boring. And it's not fun. It's like, I know they have that laugh track in the background and you're like supposed to be like, oh, this is fun. It's not fun. It's just boring. I don't get it.
I like the use of the laugh track, because even when there's some like screw ups in there, or where she starts to detect that things are off, then they'll do a line and kick the laugh track on. And get like, when you know things are getting back on the rails, I don't know. I think it's, I agree. The very first couple episodes, I wasn't impressed with the show, but I'm hooked on it now. I think it's pretty good.
I haven't watched the newest episode seven.
Yeah, I haven't watched the current one. For some reason I thought it came out today, but I think it comes out on Fridays.
Well, no theories needed anymore after, you know, you find out who the bad guy is.
Okay, so I'll find that out when I watch the next episode, I think.
Correct.
Okay. I've gotten up to the Halloween episode. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, this I like the new episode that just came out because they went to they kind of went with the 2000s sitcom and it was like the mockumentary.
I started watching for about 5 minutes and then I stopped. I was like, I should go to bed, but it did. It seemed like Modern Family,
The Office,
yeah. or all of those kinds of shows.
So,
but yeah, I don't know. I'm not enjoying that show very much. I watched it to catch up so I could talk to you guys about it. I'm just not enjoying it. You guys know how much I don't give a shit about Star Wars.
Yeah,
I really like The Mandalorian.
Well, good.
It's good. And I think I only like it because I'm like, oh, this is just basically Clint Eastwood in space, and I like Clint Eastwood.
Did you finish it yet?
I'm on the last. No, I did finish it.
Okay.
And at the end, Taylor was really, really right about how that CGI for Luke Skywalker, it's just not quite there.
Yeah. Well, and it was the same with Peter Cushing in Rogue One.
Yeah.
It's impressive. I'm not going to deny that it's not impressive, but it's just not. I don't think we're at the point where we can be replacing people just
yet. Well, it's too bad. You remember when, like, we were kids and we'd see some like cool graphics things and we were like, ah, this looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And we were impressed with it. But now we're just like so jaded.
Well, I just think
things where we're like, ah, it looks like shit. Why doesn't it look perfect?
And it's not that it doesn't look perfect. If you're trying to replace an actual human that is also among humans, then yeah, you have to.
The thing was,
look really good.
Even when he was like talking, it almost seemed like the lines didn't add up with the way that his mouth was his lips were moving. It like it seemed like they were like somewhat out of sync with what he was actually saying. And I don't know if that was because they couldn't quite sync it up, or just because you can't make a fake mouth make the same movements. Like
doing, I don't know. What's that one that the South Park boys do with Trump?
Oh, yeah,
that always sings perfect.
Yeah, you're right.
Sassy Justice.
So, why don't they just hire the Sassy Justice editors to come under Disney there?
Yeah, I don't know. They should.
I don't know. I really liked it. It was good. I didn't think that Gina Carano was as bad of an actress as you guys said. I know she's not.
That was Taylor. I was okay with her. She
wasn't that bad of an actress. I mean, I don't think she's that important to the show. She can definitely be recast and stuff.
Compared to who?
Like Bill Burr? I'm trying to figure out where the show is going to go now, because now they're switching to like the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So I don't know what if they're going to take a break on the Mandalorian and switch to this Boba Fett storyline for a while, or if they're going to have Boba Fett series and a Mandalorian series at the same time, or what's the deal? They could kind of close the book on the Mandalorian, because I think the main thing was him delivering the baby Grogu or whatever. And they could be like, that's it for that one. Next chapter, the Book of Boba Fett. And then do a couple seasons of that. And then we'll see, you know, close the book on that and move on to some other Mandalorian character.
I think what they're going to do is have him continue looking for more Mandalorians. That's just my theory. I don't actually know.
It seemed like he already had found them.
Well, he found a few, but they were from like a totally different tribe than his, you know?
I don't think his tribe is whatever, I guess. Keep looking, whatever.
Just fuck it.
I remember a while back, maybe a month or two back, I'd seen like fans are clamoring for Sasha Banks to return to the Mandalorian.
Ugh.
And I'm like, Who's clamoring for that? Like maybe WWE fans, but she never really seemed to play a major part other than the very last episode, and not great at acting.
Nope.
She's definitely not The Rock.
She's definitely not Bill Burr. We're not talking about Bill Burr here. He was the shining light.
I thought Horatio Sands was pretty good in there.
Horatio Sands.
He was like the blue guy.
I thought that guy was familiar. I didn't know exactly who it was.
Or John Leguizamo. Hello.
Who was he?
He was a guy. Remember when they showed up at the... It was such a minor role. When he showed up at that wrestling thing or that death match or whatever, and he was like that mob boss guy.
What about Brian Poisson, who was like the taxi driver in like the first one?
Yeah, in the very first. the person that stood out to me the most as a guest star was, I don't know the name of the character, but Ming-Na Wen. She was the sniper, bounty hunter who got shot and rescued by Boba Fett. She, as far as guest stars went, she was probably the most impressive, you know, but she's always that character, the tough assassin or the tough, like, you know, kick ass character.
What was the Marvel show she was
in? She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was kind of like the enforcer. The
same character, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's just really good at playing that character, you know?
Yeah.
So she doesn't really need a stunt person very much because she does a lot of her own fight scenes and stuff. So,
yeah.
I don't know. She was more impressive to me than Sasha Banks. I don't believe fans were actually clamoring for her return.
No, not like you said, not fans of the show. And you know, it doesn't really matter. You just have to say two. If you find two fans that are like, "Yeah, bring back Sasha," boom, fans are clamoring.
I don't care. I don't even know. I mean, I had to look up who that person was you were talking about.
Wow.
And I don't even remember her in the show, so that's how much I care.
She was like, there was the other, those three Mandalorians, the
She
was like the younger one of the two chicks. So, not the leader. She was the leader.
I had watched 48 Hours, I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but Nick Nolte does a voice in The Mandalorian.
Which alien did he play?
Remember,
he barely speaks English, you know. So,
what was it in the first season? He was like the shorter guy who sounded like Nick Nolte. You'll have to look it up. His character is like.
Are you talking about the guy that rode the horse?
Yeah, or not the horse. He rode like the. Whatever creature that was.
Yeah.
The I Have Spoken guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that character. That character was actually pretty fun.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's Nick Nolte once you realize it, but what, like, until I IMDb'd who was in the show, I had no idea that was Nick Nolte. But, you know, once you connect it, it's like, oh, wow, that's Nick Nolte.
It's undeniable.
That's it. You know it. Oh, yeah, Amy Sedaris.
Yeah, I don't know what she played.
She was like the mechanic.
Oh, yeah. That was her?
Yeah.
I couldn't recognize her with the... I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
Makes sense though. It's the same voice. Yeah, that's her voice and everything.
Yep.
I don't know. I actually, for a guy who doesn't care for Star Wars that much, I enjoyed the show as a whole. I thought it was very good. Don't enjoy WandaVision, and the one that I'm looking forward to the most is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Is that supposed to be out soon? Or that
was supposed to already be out, but now I think it's March. It's coming up March or April. March or April. So it won't be too long before that's out. I just have always enjoyed, more so than the superheroes, I kind of enjoyed the spy aspect of the MCU. Like the SHIELD agents and that kind of thing. So I kind of, I know that they're bringing in that one girl from Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Sam Jackson shows up in it. You know, if they do bring in any of the characters from Agents of SHIELD, I'm sure it's going to be on that show. And I wouldn't be surprised if any of these SWORD agents from WandaVision show up. I've always been more interested in the spy aspects than the superhero aspects.
What's the timeline supposed to be in that show?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I think that's how you'd know what characters are going to be introduced, if you knew what, where in time it's at.
I would assume it's going to be after WandaVision or somewhere along that timeline.
Okay.
Just because they're moving forward. What is this, phase four now?
Yeah.
As they call it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Did you hear the story about who plays Vision? What's that guy's name?
Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany, he got called in and he thought he was getting the shit can, because he's like, okay, they're writing me off of the show and blah, blah, blah. So they call him in and he sits down with them. He's like, guys, just want to let you know, it's been great working with you. This has been an amazing experience. They're like, whoa, are you quitting? He said, no, aren't you firing me? And they're like, no, we're pitching you a show. And he's like, oh,
what?
Yeah.
So what's the show?
WandaVision.
Oh, this is
different timeline.
I was like, what is he getting fired from then?
Nothing.
I thought you were referring to him getting fired off of WandaVision. I was like, that makes no sense.
Not at all. But do you know who his wife is?
I know that she's very attractive. I can't remember. And she's very famous. More famous than him, I think.
Well, maybe. She was, definitely. Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he was talking about his Hollywood crush. And he's like, Jennifer Connelly from Labyrinth.
I wonder if he had met her when they filmed A Beautiful Mind. Because he was Russell Crowe's imaginary schizophrenic friend.
I suppose. Dude, he's such a brilliant actor. I love that guy. I loved him ever since the movie Knight's Tale. He was awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
I know exactly which part you're talking about.
I don't.
He was in a Knight's
Tale. Right?
No, he was.
Am I thinking the right movie?
He played William Chaucer in that. He was the guy who was, I will eviscerate you with words, you know.
They run into him. He's the naked guy walking out of town. He's like,
oh, that's why Taylor liked him. He's like, yeah. that actor's got a great ass.
I have not seen that movie since it probably came out. So.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
It's a great hangover movie, Adam. It's a feel, right. It's a well, feel good movie.
You know what's not a good hangover movie? The Hangover.
No.
It's not even a good movie.
You know what's a great hangover movie?
What's
Summer
that?
Rental.
Yeah!
That is a good movie.
Summer Rental, baby.
Wait, what? Can I play in the basement with Roku?
Yorku.
Fucking weirdo.
We got anything else we want to discuss here, guys?
No.
No, but I had a good time. I'm glad you got on to Disney Plus there, because we had some nice talks over that.
Yeah, and the Muppet Show is on there. They just put the Muppet Show on. That's such a fun show.
The original?
Yeah.
Shit, I know what I'm probably going to watch next, man.
Yeah, I was watching and I was laughing my ass off at the very first episode. It's brilliant. It's brilliant comedy. Dun 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 da da dun 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 da da dun dun. That's it. Poor Comic K Koozie.
I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Taylor.
Good night, Ned.
Dun 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 dun.